KYLL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, May 4th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a city ordinance passed in Danville this week that could result in a legal showdown over abortion rights. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democratic state lawmakers in Illinois are trying to combat book bans in public libraries. Senator Laura Murphy from suburban DePlain sponsored a measure that would disqualify libraries from receiving state funds if they ban books because of political or religious pressure. Murphy says it's important to protect the right of people to read and expand their viewpoints.
How many of you read Catcher in the Rye, The Great Gatsby, To Kill a Mockingbird? All those books now are being proposed to be banned in certain states. Those are literary classics that we need to teach every American.
Secretary of State Alexi Janulius initiated the proposal, which now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for final approval. The American Library Association reports 67 attempts to ban books in Illinois last year. Amtrak trains traveling between St. Louis and Chicago are going faster this week. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, it could lead to a new schedule and shorter overall travel time.
Amtrak and the Illinois Department of Transportation have received federal approval for the top speed for most of the route to go from 90 miles an hour to 110 miles an hour. Amtrak spokesperson Mark Maglieri says the travel time is already comparable to driving the 300 miles.
What we're going to prove up here during this time at this higher speed is how much really better than driving time we can be with this improvement. And there are more improvements out there to come after this.
Maglieri says the trains will operate on the regular schedule for now, but adjustments to reflect shorter times in between stops will likely come this summer. The total time to go from St. Louis to Chicago is expected to be under 5 hours. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more mass shootings in the United States than days this year. Many have occurred in educational settings. At the University of Illinois, police say they plan to install a new system to detect gunshots. Alyssa Eaton of the Illinois Student Newsroom asked University of Illinois students about how shootings at other campuses have impacted their state of mind.
U of I students say campus safety is on their minds, but it's not always for the same reasons.
I definitely feel safer here than back in my hometown in Chicago. Like walking at night, I feel more comfortable here than in Chicago for sure.
This campus, well, it's a predominantly white institution, so I feel like Black people specifically, or just like people of color, can be easily targeted. So it does make me a little bit worried sometimes.
I don't know if I feel any less safe on this campus than I would anywhere else, but yeah, I think there's definitely changes that can be made. It's a little bit harder for a college university compared to high school.
That was freshman Sophia Reyes, sophomore Cache Merriweather, and sophomore Cameron Marchese at the University of Illinois. I'm Alyssa Eaton, Illinois Student Newsroom.
7 people died and more than 35 were hospitalized during Monday's dust storm along Interstate 55 in DeVernon. Andrew Pritchard is a meteorologist for WILL. He told the 21st show these kinds of events aren't as rare as they seem, especially this time of year.
I mean, you know, I say it's not all that uncommon, but, you know, it's not every spring that we see these extended periods of warm and dry air followed by, you know, storm systems coming through with these gusty winds. So some springs we see it more often than others.
Pritchard said visibility was extremely limited during the storm, leaving just a fraction of a second for drivers to react to stopped cars. There was no dust storm warning that day, but one was issued over parts of central Illinois on Tuesday. Still to come, we'll learn more about an ordinance restricting abortion rights in Danville. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The Danville City Council passed an ordinance on Tuesday outlawing the shipping of medication and tools used to perform abortions into the city. But the ordinance would only take effect when a court says it can. The crowd was at capacity during the city council meeting, and at several times, protesters shouted over each other. Which prompted Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. to forcibly tell them to be quiet.
We will keep decorum.
The ordinance was recommended during the April 25th meeting of the Public Services Committee. It was suggested by an individual from Texas in response to a proposed abortion clinic in the community. But before the debate began, attorney for the council, James Simon, weighed in.
I do not believe under Illinois law or federal law that this ordinance is legal.
Within the last week, both the ACLU of Illinois and the Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul have threatened legal action. But Alderman Tricia Teague was thinking about something else. She says the abortion medications affected by the ordinance are also used to treat other health issues, one of which she's had.
So if I get these drugs because I had another fibroid procedure because they keep growing back, then I would be in violation.
Teague's concerns were also echoed by the executive director of the Illinois Pharmacist Association, Garth Reynolds. He says it violates the Illinois Pharmacy Practice Act and oversteps the city's authority.
Municipalities have tried to regulate pharmacy before, and it's been found to be inappropriate.
During her time for comment, Alderman Sharon Pickering says her conscience would decide for her.
If I thought for 1 minute my no vote would end an infant's life, I could not live with myself. How can I put a dollar amount on life? I can't and I won't.
Dozens of Danville residents also spoke during the three-hour-long public comment period, including Glenna Horner. She was for the ordinance because it would deter operations at the proposed clinic.
If we become a community that has an abortion clinic, all those other things will take second place to the fact that we're an abortion clinic or an abortion town. That's what it will become known for.
But Mary Catherine Robertson, a Danville resident who runs Congresswoman Robin Kelly's local office, said people will use their votes on this issue to change local politics.
Your seats are not safe. This energy that I've seen mobilized around this issue will not die. It has been the political mobilization I've been thirsting for. We will stoke it.
Alderman Eve Ludwig proposed an amendment saying the ordinance won't go into effect until a court says it's lawful. But that still wasn't good enough for Alderman Bob Iverson.
It just seems like we're trying to. One more thing in here that makes it seem a little more friendly, a little nicer for us to do, and we won't get sued as much. It's just a stopgap, which isn't going to do any good at all, I don't think.
When it came time for the vote, the council deadlocked 7-7. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. broke the tie, and the ordinance was passed. In a statement sent out right after the meeting, the ACLU of Illinois says they're evaluating next steps to challenge this unlawful ordinance. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 74 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jonathan All, Alyssa Eaton, May Antar, and Farrah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.